You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Ingrid Hernandez, founder and designer of Unisoi, the collection of women's contemporary apparel and handbags. Ingrid, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to speak with you this morning.
Yes, and good to have you as well. So first of all, how can you make sure the math works for your business? Is there enough demand for the products and services that you offer?
In my opinion, the best approach is always to work backwards. First, you have to find out what is missing in the market, figure out what price points you want to sell at, and what products you want to offer. And once you have a pretty clear idea, then you can determine the cost for both direct and indirect. You have to figure out how much it costs, market, and sell. Does it make sense to incur these costs at these price points that you have in mind? And if not, does it make sense to increase pricing, or is it best to find different options to lower cost? Generating revenue sometimes does take time, so does it make sense to incur these costs without realizing immediate profit? Once you put all those points together, then you can say, hey, does it make sense for me to move forward or not?
And how can you trust employees and delegate responsibility? That certainly is an issue with small business owners.
The first thing you have to do is follow your gut instinct. You also have to set up a system of checks and balances before you bring employees on board. Once you know exactly what it is that you're looking for, you'll know and you'll recognize triggers that can help you identify if something is off with your business. And you also have to know your employees' strengths and their weaknesses before delegating tasks to them, as well as giving them clear expectations of the end result and what the product should be.
And how can you launch your dream business today with the right planning and budgeting?
The most important steps of launching your dream business, of course, is planning and analyzing your budget. You have to figure out, is what you intend to do sustainable? Does it make sense to price your goods or service given the cost involved? Do your margins make sense? Do you know what your break-even point is? How long can you sustain the business if you don't meet your break-even point? Once you can answer these questions, then a business owner can make informed decisions and figure out the best plan for a successful and sustainable business.
Today we are with Ingrid Hernandez, founder and designer of Unisoi, the collection of women's contemporary apparel and handbags, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ingrid, how can you develop an effective and innovative marketing plan on a shoestring budget? Certainly, we want to hear your response to this question.
Well, before marketing your company, you always want to make sure that your message is clear and concise. Will the customer know what it is that you're selling exactly? Is it something that they can easily and readily understand? Once you're clear on your position, then you can start planning. We're living in a digital age, so there are more options for marketing on a shoestring budget. The first thing you want to ask yourself is, what is the goal of the marketing campaign? Are you generating awareness, or are you generating sales for your brand or your company? Once you figure that out, then you can take on social media, digital ads, digital placements, particularly with bloggers. And of course, there's also guerrilla marketing tactics, which can be pretty effective once you figure out what your branding position is. And, of course, word of mouth, the most inexpensive way to create a buzz for your company. But you can't just simply say, hey, I want to do social media, I want to do digital placements. You also have to figure out what your cost and your potential return on for those marketing tactics and initiatives. You have to ask yourself, is it targeting the right consumer? How much traffic will it generate, and how many visitors do you estimate will come in and actually become customers and clients? Once all that is figured out, then you can go ahead and allocate your budget and make sure that it makes sense for your business.
And lastly, how can you squash the competition?
goes back to planning and making sure that you're diligent about making sure that the math works for your business, having employees you can trust, and knowing how to effectively delegate responsibility and make sense of your marketing. Once you have all those points taken care of, you'll be sure to have a sustainable business that not only builds consumer confidence, but also repeat business.
And of course, the listeners definitely want to know more about Uniswathe. You've created a wonderful brand here. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Uniswathe online.
Well, again, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to speak with you this morning. Visitors can check us out online at www.uniswathe.com, and that's spelled Y-U-N-E-S-S-W-A-T-H-E. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Handle is Uniswathe, Y-U-N-E-S-S-W-A-T-H-E.
Ingrid, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. And gals, you definitely need to go visit Uniswathe.com. It's really happening there for fashion and apparel. Great collection of women's contemporary apparel and handbags. Go check that out right away. Ingrid, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Ingrid Hernandez, founder and designer of Uniswathe, a collection of women's contemporary apparel and handbags. And once again, the website of reference is Uniswathe.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.